Welcome to Travel to Iran podcast by Abbas. This is the first episode of Travel to Iran podcast. Hello everybody, I'm Abbas, a guide of Tehran City. I'm the tour guide of Tehran, the capital of Iran, since September of 2015. That time I was alone in Tehran and I like to see the museums, galleries, expos and everywhere, but there is no any friend to come with me. So I choose travelers and I run my blog and website to find travelers to come with me to show them the city. After 1 year, one traveler from Netherlands, she told me, "Do you know you do walking tour?" So it was so interesting to me. And I rebrand and start my project as a free walking tour Tehran. This walking tour helped me to learn many things from culture of the people from the west, east, north, south, everywhere of the world. And I learned my English from travelers. And they help to improve my grammar, my pronunciation, and everything else. So maybe you see a lot of wrongs and mistakes because I couldn't learn English in a school. Please forgive me. Because I grew up in a family that cared to the history and culture, I research and know many things about the history of Iran and world, also the culture of people, the ethnic groups of Iran, the Azeri groups, the Lor groups, Kurd groups, Arab people, Bakhtiari people, and everywhere of Iran. Also, my interest is political science and philosophy, and compare the beliefs and faiths between East and West of the world. So I mix everything from Eastern and compare them with many things from the Western, for example, the philosophy, poetry, literature, and some things like this. And in my tours, during the walking tour, and show you the architect, art, and lifestyle of people, I will tell you about these things. For example, when I walk in the street of Nufli Chateau in Tehran, and on the cross of Bobby Sanders Street, in the side of United Kingdom Embassy, I will tell them the stories and everything behind this naming and why they choose this name for this embassy. So it's not just for the streets, it's for everywhere and every place of Tehran. What you will listen on this podcast? I will tell you about the lifestyle of Iranian people and why you must choose Iran for the next place of your traveling. Do you know Iran is a virgin in the first world? Nobody knows that. And it's very, very, very new for the people of the west and east of the world. And it's not like Egypt. Do you know? Every people in the world, they know what about Egypt, the history of Egypt, that pyramids and everything else. But for Tehran, it's not so popular and famous. Just maybe you know in the media about Iran, the government, the mullahs, the people that call them tourists, and maybe Persian poetry and Persian carpet with Persian cat. But in here, in this podcast, I like to tell you many things and everything and compare between cultures of Iran with your country. And most of the people, I believe, most of the people that come to Iran, they are some person intellectuals, and because they don't come here to find the pools, they don't come here to find the cabarets or bars and this entertainment things, so they want to give unique experience from unique country in the world that no any credit card work here. On this podcast, I will compare the Iranian culture, the Iranian lifestyle, and everything like that to one country in the world. For example, I will find the similar points and connection points during the history between my country with your country. For example, with a country like Portugal, I will tell you the story of the first connection between Iranian and Portuguese and the reason of that connection. For example, the Portuguese 600 years ago, they were in the Persian Gulf and they controlled the Keshm Island, the Bandar Abbas Island and Bushehr. And now on that cities, you can see the culture of that countries in architect. So the Portuguese architect you can see in the Hormuz Island and in the Keshm Island, but at this time many people don't know anything about that. The connection ways to me is my website freetehrantour.com, and you can Google a free walking tour Tehran with Abbas. The first reason it's me. Also on my Facebook, you can see the review of another travelers, another guest about my tours and projects with Instagram and mail. Everything is on my website. First, I like to tell you something about my country, Iran. When you tell your friends, I want to come to Iran, they ask you, why Iraq? They are two different countries because in English the pronunciation is not look like the pronunciation of this country on their native language. In Iran, we call our country Iran. And the people of Iraq, they call the country Iraq. So it's completely different that you will listen in English. So the people of this country call the country Iran, not Iran or Iran. And Iran, it means the land of Aryan people. In Persian culture, the Aryan, it means the nobles. What is different between Persia and Iran? In the Western countries, they call this country Persia because the word comes from the Greek name, Perse, country. The main city was Parse, it means the city of Pars people. When the Greek come here and control here, they translate Parse to Persepolis. Perse, it means Pars. Polis in Greek, it means city. City of Pars people. So this word go to the Western countries, and in the Western documents, they use Persia or Persia or Persicus as Iran. Almost 96 or 97 years ago, the king of Iran, Reza Shah, the first king of Pahlavi, sent a letter to Western countries and asked them to call this country as the name the people of this country call that. It means Iran. For Eastern countries like China or for Arabian countries, it was also Iran. So they don't need to change that. In Iran, at this time, 85 million people lives, and in Tehran city, almost 13 million people lives in this city. Tehran is so huge city. The longest street in Tehran is Valias Street. This street is also the longest street of Middle East. Connect south of Tehran, near desert, to north of Tehran, near mountains. Why Iran is so good for travel? Do you know, Iran is not good for entertainment like Western countries. Iran is not good for clubs and bars. Iran is so poor for this entertainment. But we have this entertainment and hobbies and enjoy time underground. I don't tell you more. You must come here and explore. Another interesting thing for you as a traveler, it's the paradox between what you hear before about Iran and what you see inside Iran. You will see the honesty of people, you will see somebody, they give and bought for you something for free, really, yeah, it's for free because we have a special culture that call that taaruf. We don't have any translation on English for this culture. It's look like that you want to come into the home and somebody asks you, you go first, and you will reply, no, you go first, and then you say, you go first, you go first. There is no any rule for how many times you must ask each other to go first. It's a kind of respect. Maybe you go to the store and the seller tell you and the cashier tell you nothing. It's not mean really nothing. It's a respect to you. That mean this stuff doesn't have any value to get money, but you have to pay that. Yeah. So it's very interesting. You can learn when you see that. I had a Turkish traveler and he told me in the world they call Turkish people are so honest people in the world, and he told me I think the Iranians are more than us honest. In the media, Iran is center of terrorism and extremist people, but actually because of the faith Shia and the culture of Iranian people that come from poetry in parentheses, I will tell you about the Iranian culture in the third episode. Because of that, the Iranian people don't like to be very, very, very extremist, like some Islamic countries that you know, and they want to change the religion and beliefs of people. Iranian people don't like that. Actually, during the history, Iran was the safe place for Christian people and also Jewish people, because during the Ottoman Empire, they escaped from that part and come to Iran. Because of the Zoroastrian belief, the Iranian people want to be kind and happy with other groups, with other ethnic groups. So don't care to the media. Also, in every country, every place, you can find the extremist people. But here, it's not like other Islamic countries. So I can tell you, Iran, it's not really, really, really Islamic country like other countries. I don't want to tell you any name. Another reason for travel to Iran, it's this country is so cheap. Because of the money crisis and exchange crisis, since 2 years ago, Iran, it's become to one of the cheapest countries for traveling. Do you know one main course food of Iran? In Iran, it would be around 1 to 2 euros. The best quality, it would be 3 euros. And with 1 euro, you can use 13 times the metro of Tehran. And with 3 euros, you can get a ticket to go to Isfahan. So it's very cheap. I hope don't be more cheaper and the value of money get back. But this time, it's very cheap. The visa system for Iran, this 5 years, the Iranian government and foreign affairs try to improve the VOA, visa on arrival. And in airport, you can get your visa very, very easy, and you must just pay between 45 euros to 75 or 80 euros. It depends to your country, and each country is different. Just 4 countries, it's not VOA for them, and one another country. Iran government don't accept Israel as a country, so the citizens of Israel cannot come to Iran with the Israeli passport. And in Iran, we call them a cooperated Palestine. The citizens of Canada, United Kingdom, United States, and Argentina, if they want to come to Iran, they must to be with a travel agency, and they get their visa with travel agency. And during their time in Iran, they have to be with the guide that introduced by a government. So somebody like me, we can't be your host. But if you are a Muslim citizenship of that countries, that 4 countries, you can request for religious visa. It's a visa for Muslim people. It's very cheaper than general visa, and you are free to go everywhere. so there is no any problem for you as a traveler. Thank you very much to hear to my podcast, Travel to Iran Podcast by Abbas. The second episode is about the streets of Tehran, and the name of that is Bobby Sanders, The Street of Tehran. Because one Irish guy to give me this idea of podcast, to respect to the Irish travelers of Iran, I like to tell you about the Bobby Sanders and the streets of Tehran. And I must tell you, the first music, the introduced music, it's music by Iranian producer Parviz Rahmanpana, and thanks to him to permit me to use his music for this podcast. And thank you very much from Mr. Damun Azari, the owner of Avaname Company. It's an audiobook company, and he permit me and let me to use his studio for recording this podcast. For connect to me, you can Google freetehrantour.com or find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Couchsurfing, and everywhere. And my Persian blog for Iranian users, it's abbasm.com, abbasm.com. Thank you very much. It was the first episode of Travel to Iran podcast.